All right, our next caller is from the Quake in California, and it's Patrick. You've got a question about soundproofing. What can we do for you?
I'm trying to soundproof an old barn. It's like a turn-of-the-century barn, and it's going to be a rehearsal space and recording space for my band.
Oh, very cool.
So I'm wondering, like, how I can do it on a budget. Like, I've looked online and stuff, and all the products are, like, really high-end products. But I was wondering if there's, like, some alternative products, like, you know, that work just as well.
Well, tell us about this space. What are you trying? Is the garage completely standalone that you're trying to soundproof? The barn completely standalone?
It actually was like a winery at the turn of the century.
Oh, it sounds really
so there's
nice.
There's like three different spaces inside of it, and they're all about the same size. But
all right. Well, you know, to soundproof a space, especially a recording studio, you need dead air space. Most of the time when you go to a professional recording studio, you have a room within a room, and there's dead space and large, deep doorways and door jams that create this dead air space that give you the insulation, the soundproofing ability. Now, you know, the poor man's way to soundproof is to use insulation. There's insulation that's developed for soundproofing and a special batting that's designed to muffle the sound. But it's not as good as having a disconnected space. I mean, typically if you're building this and you could create a wall inside of a wall where the walls don't physically touch and each one is insulated and then there's airspace between these two cavities, that will give you a lot of sound deadening capability. But it really, it comes down to separating one room from the other. Do you follow me?
Yeah. So on the vertical walls, we're going to have that for sure.
Okay.
On the ceiling, you know, we're going like there's a upper floor kind of thing.
Okay.
And you know, so.
So are there people above? Will there be noise above in the ceiling?
No, there's nobody up there.
All right, so what you're going to want to do is probably suspend the ceiling down. You're going to use heavy insulation, like a rock wool insulation batting on that ceiling, and that will give you some deadening capability at the ceiling level as well.